No, we were a big Jesus family. It's hard to describe to people like how into Jesus we were. I'll try with you guys. I'll try to speak your language. Like Jesus was our Bernie Sanders. We were like really into him, like almost too into him, you know? We had like bumper stickers and stuff. We were like, he's gonna save us. That's fun. Cool. Are you two together here?
Yeah.
Yeah? Dating or what's going on? Married? Yes. Married kids? Cool. How long have you been married? You forgot.
Almost 15.
Almost 15? Oh, wow. Okay. You seem so young. Okay. 15 years. That's amazing. That's a feat. Usually people clap when people are married for that long, but nah, it's too late. They don't care at all. They're like, we only clap for Bernie Sanders. You love Bernie. Do you guys love Bernie?
Yes.
Yeah. 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 Okay. See? Yeah. I just had to. All right. Anytime I'm bombing, I'm just going to be like, how about Bernie Sanders, huh? All right. We love Bernie. Cool. Do you live in Burlington?
Yeah, we live around here.
Cool. What do you do? You have a skincare line that you created?
Yeah.
Oh,
all
shit.
Natural.
All natural? Can I have some? All right. Okay, cool. Do you want to write down my address? I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna give you guys my address. I don't want all these Bernie bros knocking on my door. Trying to ask for money. Cool, what's going on here? You guys three together? Yeah? What's the situation? A threesome?
Not what I said, but if you want to.
Oh, what'd you say?
Friends.
Oh, friends, yeah. I hear what I want to hear sometimes. Friends, are you two together? Yeah, dating? Okay, do we speak, or... Huh? Yes, okay, cool, thanks. Sometimes people don't speak, and that's fine. It's okay, you know. How long have you been dating?
Almost two.
Almost two? Okay, kind of new. Yeah, it's okay that you didn't clap at that one, because that's it's just not very long to be dating. Where did you meet? How did you meet?
We met on a dating app.
You met on a dating app?
Yeah.
Okay, pretty. No. I feel like my whole set is just going to be training you guys when to clap and when not to clap. Dating app, no clap. No clap yet. Which dating app? Bumble, clap. No, I'm just kidding. That's fun. What do you do?
I'm actually a student at Champlain College.
You're a student at Champlain College. Yeah, I knew that it was a college. You drink a lot of Champlain there? Or... Sounds bougie. It's bougie college. What are you studying?
Social work.
Social work. Oh man, you're gonna be poor. That's Bernie's never gonna get enough money from you. What was I doing? Okay. Jokes? Do you guys like jokes? We'll see. we'll see. I'm going to test you. Huh?
I'm in trouble. I don't like sitting in the front.
She doesn't like sitting in the front. Well, we're here. You don't like me? What's going on? I'm so offended. I'm just kidding. All right. I'll leave you alone.
No, she likes me.
Oh, okay. Where are you friends from? You can talk for her if you want.
From dance.
From dance? Ooh. What kind of dance are we talking? Afro-modern jazz?
That's one.
Oh, that's one? That's one kind of dance? I'm not picturing it.
It actually has even
more words. More words? Uh-oh. Okay.
It's Afro-modern world jazz fusion.
World jazz fusion? Okay. That's like the most Burlington, Vermont. dance I've ever heard. It's like, just make up your mind. You don't need to include every type of dance. It's good we got rid of DEI, actually. It's, we went a little too far up here with the DEI. We gotta separate those. That doesn't even make sense. So what level are you in this class? Are you teaching it? Or
I can't dance anymore. But
You can't dance anymore?
She's
an excellent dancer? Yeah, come on. You have a foot injury from dancing?
It actually was
from dancing? Well, because it was too many dances. Stick to one. Stick to jazz. Jazz is safe. You were dancing in heels?
Separately, not air.
Oh, that's how you hurt yourself, though? Is
yeah, heels
you,
dance is a little
yeah, don't dance in heels. Yeah. That's dangerous. Don't even wear heels at all. That's what are we doing out here wearing heels? No. All right, big heels crowd. I love heels. I hope you feel better. What do you do for work?
Social work.
Social work? How did you guys afford tickets? This is crazy. I gotta raise my ticket prices a little bit. Anybody rich in here? Rich people? Oh, this is my rich side over here. This guy. Wearing a vest. Rich guy vest. what do you do, sir?
HR?
Nonprofit. Nonprofit? Nah, okay. Striking out. What's the nonprofit? Can you say? Cure blindness project? You cure blindness? Only Jesus can do that. Only only Jesus and Bernie Sanders can cure blindness. But good effort. Oh, yeah. Oh, cool. No, that sounds cool. Who are you here with tonight?
My friend Doug.
Friend Doug? Yeah. Hi, Doug. Hey. What do you do, Doug?
Retired.
You're retired? Hell yeah. There we go. There's my rich guy. No, I mean, I hope your 401k is okay, but you doing okay? Yeah, okay. What did you do before you retired?
Software,
there we go. Yeah. Cool. How much money do you have, Doug? I'm just kidding. How much money do you give to his nonprofit every year? You got a nice nose piercing. Do you have a job? Yeah? Cool. Nice, cool. What do you do?
Work for the Forest Service.
You work for the Forest Service? Oh, you haven't been let go yet? That's amazing. Good job. Yeah. Even with that nose ring? I thought Elon would get rid of you first. But no, congrats. What do you do for the Forest Service?
Try to fix the buildings.
You try to fix the buildings that you have? Okay. Or what's wrong with them? Why do they need fixing?
They were poorly designed.
They're poorly designed? And this is your wife? What do you do? You work for the Forest Service. Okay. Did you meet at the Forest Service?
No. I had the job first.
You had the job first? Oh, okay. And you found this unemployed guy, and you're like... You're like, tell him you know how to fix buildings or something. Keep it really vague. Just mumble a little bit about buildings, fixing buildings, and got him the job. Hell yeah. Do you get your shifts together? Do you get to work together? Yeah? You commute together? Wow. That's cute. Do you guys fuck at work? You're like, babe, let's go inspect this building over here. It's poorly designed. We gotta hammer it out. We gotta fix it. There's only one solution. Cool, you two together over here? Yeah? Married? No? Hell yeah. What's going on? Dating? Cool, where'd you meet?
The dog park.
Dog park? Aww. Yeah. It's like a romantic comedy. So you both had dogs and you were taking your dog out and... Did your dogs find each other first, and then they all got along? They were humping before you guys were humping? Matchmaking dogs. Oh, yeah. No offense, but you seem a little bit on the older side to be dating. Have you been married before?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm correct in my judgment. So are you like just over marriage, or is that something you wanna... Yeah, let's talk about it. Have you had this discussion yet? Or... You have, okay. I mean, think about the dogs, you know? They need a stable home. The dogs, they want a diamond on, you know? They want to see that diamond. All right. I like your braids. Did you do that for me?
No, I wear them all the time.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. We're the same. You live here?
Yeah, locally. Yeah.
Locally, what do you do?
I'm a CPA.
You're a CPA?
Yeah.
Cool. What do you do?
I'm a vocational expert.
Vocational expert? That's not a real job. Do you do money laundering or something? Like what? What does that mean, vocational expert?
Like if you got in a car accident or something, you had a brain injury and you couldn't do stand up anymore, figure out how much earning capacity you lost as a result of your loss.
Hold on. You said, if I got a brain injury and I couldn't do comedy anymore, way to bring it down. Way to bring it. All right, let's say I'm brain dead and I can't do comedy anymore. You figure out how much money I would have made doing comedy.
Over the course of your
remaining work. Okay, over the course of my remaining work life. And then you tell the insurance company?
Usually in court.
Oh, in court. You go to court and...
Sure.
Okay. So let's say I'm brain dead. And you have to go to court and tell the judge how much I'm going to make. Because I'm curious, too. I would love to know. If it's below a certain number, I'm going to walk off the stage right now and never come back. So just ballpark.
It's a tough occupation because you have people that make lots of money and people who make no money at all.
Exactly, but... Okay, give me a number. It would be very difficult for you to do. Okay, so you suck at your job?
I wouldn't want to give you wrong
information. Okay. No, he's too good at his job. He can't. What'd you call it? Vocational expert? That seemed like it was going to be way more fun. Like a career guidance counselor or something. Like. I don't know. Vocation. It's a fun word. You make a lot of money doing that? Let's say your brain did.
wait, he doesn't have very many more years.
Yeah, he doesn't have... He's got a lot of years. Yeah, he's an active... vocational guy, you know? Do you get paid good money doing that?
I'm fairly...
Give us a number. I'm going to get something out of you. We're not going to finish the show until you...
Median income in my occupation is $129,000.
$129,000. Well, that's very specific. Okay. Damn, that's good. That's really good money for Vermont. You can afford lots of cabins. I don't know what you guys live in. I just picture all of you guys living in cabins for some reason.